Our love is in the air, baby. When the flowers start to bloom, so does that emotion. I don't know. What is that correlation? Hot air and hot action. All right, whatever is working for you guys. Hi, everybody. Debbie Nigro back in the saddle again today. The sulky, whatever you want to call my seat here in front of the microphone. And always a pleasure to bring you the elite to the street. You never know who's going to show up on this show. That's my great joy of being able to do this every day for a living. I have a unique ability to meet the most fascinating people. You never know where you meet them. Some are introduced, some I bump into along the way. And you just never know. So coming up this hour, again, two fabulous personalities. One is a founder, along with some other partners, of a brand new vodka with half the calories. All right, need I say more? And also I have a trio of sisters that are renowned around the world, probably they're child prodigies, freaking everybody out. Like every head of state has invited them, and they happen to have a real connection with me. I don't know. We just fell in love with each other. The For U.S. sisters are coming up today. They're going to be performing around the area. Wait till you hear about them. And, of course, the news of the day. Welcome back, Bill. And I just want to remind our listeners that coming up, I have some gal pals I made friends with along the way. The For U.S. sisters, they are something else. Mimi Sakiko and Harumi Furuya. They are world class. I'm saying world class classical musicians, and one plays the cello, one plays the piano, one plays the violin. Every president, Michelle Obama goes crazy over. I mean, you can't believe these girls. They're going to be in the area and be on the show, and we'll hear a little sample of their talent. Okay, right, Bob? You got the sample? Oh, good boy. So, this is the Debbie Nigro Show. If you're just tuning in, coming up, my choice for the most amazing trio of girls in the classical music world. They're called the For U.S. Sisters, Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi. We got Sakiko and Harumi coming up. They are renowned around the world. I'm talking presidents and kings love them, and you're going to hear about them and them next. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro, and always thrilled to be sitting here. I am blessed to be able to do what I love. And what I really love is giving other people the chance to shine here on the show who deserve to really be recognized and reminded how fabulously talented some people on this planet are. And this is a moment, you know, the elite to the street show up here. You never do know who's going to be on the show. These gals, they kind of make me smile. I had them on my show in the past, and there was just a beautiful connection in our energy. They're called the For U.S. Sisters, and they are breathtaking. They consist of three gals, sisters, Mimi, who plays the cello, Sakiko, who plays the piano, and Harumi, who plays the violin. And they are world-acclaimed performers. They have fans from Kirk Douglas to King Don Juan Carlos of Spain, former President of France, Jacques Chirac, the governors of New York and New Jersey. They all graduated from the Juilliard School in New York City. Their talent is immense. They've received praise from our First Lady, Michelle Obama, Portugal's president. I can't go on. It's crazy. Anyway, you should never miss them when they're performing. And they're going to be in the area this week, actually. They're going to be on May 15th, that Friday night, tomorrow night, at 7:30 p.m. Their sisters' concert series for this spring, South Salem Presbyterian Church at the Sanctuary, 111 Spring Street, South Salem, New York. Okay, tickets are $25 in advance, $30 at the door. You should pay $3,000 to see these three. I'm going to tell you right now, I got a big smile knowing they were showing up on the show today. So say hello to, I think both Sakiko and Harumi are joining me today. Hello, girls.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi, this is Sakiko. It's so nice to talk to you finally.
Oh, my gosh.
I was talking with you last time, and, you know, I really enjoyed talking with you on the phone. You were so nice to me.
Oh, you're welcome, dear. You guys are pretty special. I always smile when I know sisters have managed to figure out not only to stay together in harmony, but to play together in harmony. And sisters are, you know, there's a lot of girl energy in that. How do you guys do it? How do you manage to stay on the same page?
Well, we did everything together. We grew up together. So, yeah, but there's a lot of energy. Yes, but a lot of positive energy.
Absolutely. Sakiko, yeah. Piano is your forte, correct?
Yes, yeah.
And Harumi is the violin genius. Is she on the line with us, too?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello.
Right here. Hi, Debbie.
Hi, Harumi. Good to see you again and talk
Good
to you.
Good to talk to you for the first time. Great.
I think that the audience should get a sense, for those who don't know you, of what some of your music sounds like. So before we go on and talk more, can we do that, Bob, my beautiful engineer? The For U.S. Sisters. I can feel that music in my body. I actually gave me chills, and at different notes were hitting different parts of my body. Amazing talent. And I love that you girls believe not only that classical music is soothing to the ears, but it's also very psychologically soothing and has extreme health benefits. Is that correct?
You put it very well.
I felt that music. I Bob, did you feel the music?
Well, yeah, but that's partly because I've played the cello.
Oh, so you...
Yeah, and through high school, I was playing the cello.
So what do you think about her talent as a cellist?
Way beyond mine, but yeah, I love that kind of music.
I didn't know you played the cello. Little known fact about my engineer, Bob.
I do.
You know, girls, and again, let's talk about Mimi. She's not on the line with us. She's the cellist. But there's an instrument that's a little hard to carry with your pocketbook. That's a lot of dragging around.
My uncle always used to say that to me. He says, why didn't you take up the piccolo? Look what you're putting your folks through.
So the piano is the best. You don't have to bring anything.
That's right.
When you girls travel, do you take your own instruments?
Yeah, it's a big headache. I mean, cello is a big headache. On the airplane, we have to buy an extra seat. And even if you do, you know, some people might complain. They can't see the TV or something.
Yes. What about the piano, Sakiko? How do you don't bring a piano.
Yeah, I don't have to bring it, so that's great. All I have to bring is my music. But and then I have to deal with the pianos that's there. I have to adjust to it every time, and that could be a little headache.
So do you adjust the piano yourself, or you get somebody in each city that you go to help adjust the piano for you?
Well, they usually tune it before performance, but I need to get used to it. Every piano is different. It has a different action, and I like Steinway the best, but sometimes, you know, most of the time they don't have Steinway, or so...
I was going to ask you what kind of a piano you like. And Harumi, what kind of violin do you play? What brand?
Oh, I have a modern Italian instrument. I do carry all the time. Violin's smaller to carry with, so they expect me to be carrying it. It's all right. On the plane, it's also all right.
Okay,
but,
let me...
we always worry about the cello.
The cello, Mike. Do you actually really have to buy an extra seat for the cello? You said that, right?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody's ever tried to steal an instrument from you, have they?
No, we're very careful, so.
You've never left an instrument accidentally anywhere? No, that's good.
Some, like, famous musicians have done that, but we don't do that.
The craziest story I ever heard was somebody was in New York City and left a bazillion-dollar violin in a taxi cab.
Yeah, exactly. I know that story.
And I think they got it back, yes?
Yeah.
Thank goodness. who was the most intimidating person to play for? I know you've been in front of some very famous people around the world, presidents and world leaders and in top concert halls. Who intimidated you to play for?
Debbie.
Me? Are you kidding me? I'll tell you what I noticed about you three, and this is to your credit. I mean, obviously, you're brilliant at what you do. But I know the first time you did a radio interview, you were very nervous and you weren't sure how it was going to go, correct?
Yeah.
So since that, I showed you how it should go. I noticed this time you had it all figured out. It was all prepared. You sent the music. A thing was posted. You catch on quick.
Well, you know, the first time I talked with you, I was like, oh my gosh, here's this really smart lady. I better be on my toes.
Right.
I have to concentrate.
You know, you're perception so is so funny about what people think about other people, Bob. You know, everybody always thinks the other person's so much smarter. It's crazy. For you as sisters, Mimi, Sakiko, and Harumi, we're just talking to Sakiko and Harumi, child prodigies in the classical world. Tell me, girls, how many hours a day do you still practice for what you do every day, all day long?
Well, we don't practice so much nowadays because there's so much work other than playing we have to do before concerts. Like my sister Harumi, she's doing a lot of publicity work, and that takes a lot of time and
energy.
Sure
does. Yep.
Yeah.
And this concert series, because it's our own concert series, we have to, you know, book and often ticket and, you know, make all the brochures and do all sorts of other administrative things, which takes like tons of time.
You know, creative people, I do the same thing. Creative people, they just want to be creative, but life won't let that be. Life forces you to take care of every single detail that you don't want to be doing.
Exactly.
And nobody really realizes how much work goes into being a creative person.
Right.
Right. And, yeah. I assume now you've practiced enough, you kind of know what you're doing. People say, how do you do talk radio every day? I go, hey, I've been talking for 4,000 years. That's the easy part. Being prepared about what I'm going to talk about, booking guests, getting things straight, getting the technical stuff. And that's the stuff that takes time. So
I
feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. We really feel it.
Well, if I'm not going to support you, who am I going to support? I mean, you're unbelievable. I want to talk for a second about classical music and the psychological and the health benefits. What do you know about that that you can share with the audience, really?
Well, classical music has been universally liked, or it has lasted for several centuries, and I think there's a reason to it. It's, Mozart music, it's very soothing to everybody. Everybody calms down. Children likes it. And I mean, we get a lot of children at our concerts, and, even if some of them sleep during the concert afterwards, they wake up really refreshed and satisfied. And a lot of people who come, like one person told me, I was sick before your concert. Now I'm all well, and I don't know if he means physically or psychologically. He didn't explain to me, but I told somebody at the Westchester Health magazine about it, and so they ran an article that our music is good for, or classical music is good for psychological, and I think that's true. I mean,
well, there's been a lot of studies about the Mozart effect on babies in the womb.
Right,
you've read that, I'm sure, and that's very soothing to the child when they're in vitro. And I think there's also studies about music and children and the intelligence and their IQ if they're exposed to classical music. And I mean, how could it not affect you? Physically, I really did. When we played that clip just now, I felt it. Every note hit a different part of my body. I thought, oh, gosh, maybe I'm healing or something. And Bobby, can we listen to a little bit more? Just give me another. Do we have any time?
Well, you want me to start it again or pick it up from... I can pick it up.
How much time we have left in this segment? Because I can't tell time.
2 minutes.
Oh, good. Can we mind if we play just a little more? Because I just love it, girls. Hold on just a second.
Yeah,
Bob is going to handle it, and he's all excited. I don't even know what to say about your music. It's just—it's outrageous. It is, in fact, breathtaking. I just don't know what to say except to congratulate you on not only being born with this talent. Good luck. That was a lucky thing. But knowing what to do with it, and then having the fortitude to stay in the game and practice. And I'm sure your parents were very instrumental in making sure that you practiced and practiced and practiced. Are your parents alive?
No, just my father, but my mother was, she really helped, not in making us practice, but being supportive and driving us to lessons, and a lot of work for her.
Yes, a lot of work.
Physical work.
Well, what was her name? What was her name?
Atsuko.
Let's give her
Without her, nothing would have been possible.
Yeah.
I mean, she is the one in our lives,
What did you do on Mother's Day in her memory? What did you do?
She doesn't even want us to do anything.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
She's so unselfish. I mean, her joy was to just give everything to her children, and she cared nothing about herself, and she was the best friend too as well. So
what a beautiful mother! I'm sure that again, she gave you everything and selflessly. Your father, does he still freak out about how talented you guys are?
I don't know.
Does he say, "Shut that music off"?
He sings Frank Sinatra.
Now, that's funny. That's funny. Okay, the Furuya sisters are breathtaking, world-class musicians, Juilliard School, child prodigies. Are going to be appearing tomorrow night, 7:30, in their spring concert series at the South Salem Presbyterian Church. You got to catch them if you're in the area. Spring Street in South Salem. Tickets $25 in advance, $30 at the door. Their website is... FuryaSisters.com, and you'll be able to catch them there. Wonderful reconnecting, girls. Best of luck, and I'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much,
Debbie.
You're welcome. Have a beautiful day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. You made mine beautiful. Thank you. And I think I healed and I'm younger. I love listening to that music, Bob. All right, so we are coming to the end of this hour, and we're going to leave you with inspiration as we always do. Stay tuned for the Daily Toast. So I didn't know you played the cello, Bob. That was a nice new ad. I had a, not they wonderful, those girls who were just on the show?
They were.
There's something magic about their personalities.
Very happy.
Very happy.
Yeah.
They might be delusional like me, but we never asked that question. Are you delusional? When you had your cello,
yeah.
Was it hard to cart around? How much does a cello weigh, by the way? Do you know?
Oh, it isn't very heavy. 40 pounds, maybe? 30 pounds?
Just like my pocketbook.
Okay.
Same thing.
And it's something, you pick up a method of how to carry it, which is kind of putting it against your shoulder. And
just like so my pocketbook,
it's
Bob.
Very easy to carry, in a sense.
Do you carry the cello on the same shoulder all the time, like the same pocketbook problem? Does it make a cello dent in your shoulder?
Yeah, but you're not
look
carrying
at my shoulder.
It that much.
But... I got a pocketbook dent.
Oh, no, it's not like that. That's it. You're
it's
not carrying
like
the,
that. He saw the
weight
dent.
So much on the... All right.
You know, you can balance on one side better than the other, most people, if you're carrying something.
Right.
I don't know if it's... See, I'm right-handed. Are you right-handed or left-handed?
I'm left-handed.
Okay, I'm right-handed and I balance on the left. Weird. And you're left-handed and you balance on the left as well, or no?
I'm not sure I know what you mean. I don't...
Okay, I'm right-handed. Hello, I'm waving to you.
I see that.
But I carry my pocketbook on my left shoulder.
But I think that's about keeping it...
balanced.
So that you have the right hand free to do what you would normally want to do with the right hand.
In case I have to give somebody a group slap.
So I would probably carry the cello with my right hand so that I had my left hand free because that's my primary
hand.
There
you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we had a fun show today. Obviously, you're going to...